This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, July 18th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. Concerns are growing that the Turkish government, which has just recently survived a coup attempt by elements of the military, will use the crisis to crack down even harder on labor unions. Following a military coup in 1980, anti-union laws were implemented and were successful in crippling the country's labor movement. Membership in Turkish trade unions fell by 50%. Today, the percentage of unionized workers in the country is about 9%, compared to the European average of 23%. The current government of President Recep Erdogan has been following through with the anti-union activities. One of the unions it has targeted for extinction is DISK, the Confederation of Progressive Trade Unions of Turkey. A few weeks ago, DISK Secretary General Arzu Sarkozoglu was jailed for a day for allegedly insulting Mr. Erdogan. She later spoke at a rally in Geneva about the repression of workers' rights in Turkey. The rally was organized by Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public employee unions at the world level. Ms. Sarkozoglu spoke to the rally participants through an interpreter.
İçin dünyanın dört bir yanındaki kardeşlerimizle omuz omuza mücadele ediyoruz.
Today in Geneva, together with our sisters and brothers from PSI affiliates around the world, we are asking for social justice, global social justice. Today in Turkey, journalists, academics and workers are under repression, armed conflicts and violations are growing. We are asking for decent work for all, regardless of his or her nationality, religion, or country of origin. Long live solidarity.
Long live solidarity.
There are more than 300 million young people in the world who are either unemployed or are part of the working poor. Pete Forster of UN Radio reports.
The International Labour Organization estimates that around 73 million young people or youth are currently unemployed. And as high as that number sounds, it represents only the tip of the iceberg for young people facing difficulties in the workplace. So says youth employment specialist with the ILO, Sarah Elder.
So youth unemployment is certainly an area of concern, but we have to bear in mind also that 235 million young people, and these are young people primarily in developing countries, are working. And they are working, but they're working at barely surviving wages. These are the working poor. And if you add the working poor to the 73 million unemployed, we're talking about a much larger share of the youth population.
And the lack of decent work is not just an issue for developing economies.
Working poverty has been a problem in developing countries from hundreds of years. But where we have more stable employment, this is traditionally the developed economies. But even here, we're starting to see some changes, and we're starting to see increasing precariousness, increasing temporary work, particularly in European countries. We now talk about 40% of young people are engaged in temporary jobs, and 30% of young people are working in part-time work.
For many in developed economies, this trend is new and contributes to a sense of a generational shift in the way our working lives begin. So, just how do we improve the prospects for youth unemployment around the world? No one solution is applicable everywhere. In African nations, for instance, out of necessity, the vast majority of young people in the workforce are self-employed, whereas in developed economies, the reverse is generally true. However, according to ILO expert Susana Puerto, one thing is certain.
Our research has shown globally that investing in young people works. And by investing, I mean implementing youth employment programs that aim at improving their employability, that gives them a chance, the chance of a first job, that helps them to understand what are the conditions of the labor market and prepare them for jobs.
Reporting for the ILO in Geneva, this is Pete Foster.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.